For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Haha, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Do not adjust your radio. No, you are not the subjects of deception. This is the Talking Dirty Show, which is noticeably bereft of that ubiquitous voice of David Lord.
This is kind of reminding me of a Twilight Zone. I don't know why. Maybe it was the use of ubiquitous.
Well, it's beyond space and time.
So, yeah. Go ahead, Rod.
But no. Thank you. That was quick. But no, I was just going to say you're here with old Tony Lord, David's brother. You're here also with a familiar voice, Paul Linnendahl.
Hello, everyone.
And then, of course, our host with the most, Charlie Moss. David is out today but will return next week, rest assured, so fear not, even though Paul and I are merely pastiches, cheap imitations, if you will. We have much to get to today, and it should be a fun show. Now, our family has been in the floor care business since 1954. And after 65 years and three generations, we are still going strong. And that is because of your support, Mobile and Baldwin County. It is truly humbling, and we are blessed. Now, for those of you that are new to the program, we are A&A Vacuum. We service and sell vacuum cleaners. We sell all manner of uprights, canister, backpacks, robot vacs and rechargeable vacs, commercial vacuums, central vacuum systems, air purifiers, carpet shampooers, and steam mops. However, we are not single-skilled specialists. We service and repair all brands. This is the case whether you purchase the vacuum from us or another establishment or online, or perhaps it's the relic from the Paleolithic period that was passed down to you. Whatever the case, bring the vacuums that are vexing you, and our estimates are free. And we fix your vacuum, you will understand what all that adulation for our work is all about. For you will see that your machine will look, run, and smell like brand new. Now, we have two locations. Our store in West Mobile is on Cottage Hill Road, one block west of University Boulevard. Our telephone number is 251-661-3549. Go there and be regaled by Paul's work and personality. That is not a joke. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Now, myself, I occupy the Fairhope store, which resides on Highway 98. It is a half mile south of Thomas Hospital and across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Give us a call there, 251-928-9286. Now, many out there have labeled us the king of clean.
It's probably because of my incredible singing voice. Thank you very much.
But actually, I'd like to convince you, ladies and gentlemen, of why that moniker actually fits. Our stores carry all of the vacuums you see online or at any of the big box stores. But also, we carry the very best in floor care appliances, the most powerful, the most durable, and the most convenient-to-use machines ever made. And unlike the competition, at A&A Vacuum, you always get to try before you buy. You will be able to test any machine against any other machine so that you can see yourself and find out which product most fits your needs. We have cheaper pricing even compared to Amazon. We do our own warranty work. This is accomplished in our stores, and we stock parts for all of the appliances we sell. I can promise you this. If you give us a try at A&A Vacuum Mart, you will receive the finest service with 100% guaranteed satisfaction. And you will never have to call a 1-800 number again. You will never have to save the box in order to ship your machine back to the company for some immeasurable span of time for repair work. Nor will you ever purchase a vacuum from us only to have to hoist it all the way home and toil away in an attempt to assemble the thing. We can assemble your vacuum while you wait, and we do it for free. Now, look, after hearing a presentation like that, the fact that we're a family establishment, we're a business that harkens back to where customer service coupled with a pleasant temperament is actually an objective value, why might somebody be reticent to come into our store as opposed to the alternative? And I honestly believe that the answer lies in an image that's been embossed in everybody's imagination, and you all know what I mean. It's the fear of happening upon some Donald Draper wannabe hotshot who cares only for imposing a high-dollar product so he can impress someone and yet hasn't a care about your individual needs. Like I said, I'm here with Paul Lindendahl. He is our Cottage Hill man, and he's been with us forever.
And adopted into the family.
Yeah, pretty much. Absolutely right. Dad always called you son,
yes,
and so did Mom, for that matter.
Yeah, I kind of think of him as the fifth Beatle.
Yeah. The one with all the personality, of course. Yeah. But I've got him out here because really I just want to ask you, Paul, if somebody is looking to purchase a new vacuum, whatever the price may be, what could they expect to get when they come into the store?
When you come into the store, first off, there's no pressure. And again, you're not buying the box off the shelf,
yeah,
taking it home to take care of it. You're going to come into the store. We're going to find out exactly what your needs are.
Awesome, yes.
We're going to ask you things like, what's your flooring, bare floor, carpet? Are there things like pets, children, hard objects on the floor? What you want to do is just try to figure out what the customer's been using.
Perfect.
And try to find them something that fits their needs. Mm-hmm. Again, with no pressure. And like I said, if you come in and we show you a machine, if you don't buy from us, at least I want you to at least get the knowledge.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, the knowledge of what's out there and on the market versus steel motor versus plastic motor, bag versus bagless. At least you'll know what to prepare yourself to go out and, you know, find yourself a vacuum that fits your needs.
Well, and, you know, I think that's the point. It's something we probably have all had some experience with where you go in. I mean, look, we own a vacuum store, but we shop just like anybody else.
Right.
We got a few minutes left here, but, you know, it's just something I want to point out. I'll walk into some establishment looking to pay money possibly,
yes,
for a product, and they stare at me like I'm infringing upon their time. And you had just mentioned that even if all they're looking for is information.
Correct. And I don't care how long it takes for me to get you that information.
Yes.
I will spend whatever I have to do time-wise with you to get you the appropriate equipment that you need.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
So, Paul, you're saying that if I walked in and asked you to tell me what is a HEPA filter, because I keep hearing it, I can get an answer?
Most definitely.
Oh, that's
most definitely
great.
HEPA filters, pre-filters, micron filters, charcoal filters, it's all there.
Now, what about somebody who owns another vacuum? I mentioned it in our little presentation, but those are all wonderful words to hear. But what happens when somebody brings in a vacuum, they've purchased it online? We've all heard that before. You know, you try to call the 800 number. It's almost like it is designed to keep you from having to bother these people unless you're looking to buy another vacuum cleaner. They could bring it in to you.
Oh, most definitely. They can bring it in. Estimates are always free. We got top-notch technicians working in the back, along with myself and Tony and Dave. We all work on machines. We're not afraid to get our hands dirty.
Oh, that's very good. And we got a few seconds left, but that's something that my father tried to impose on us throughout all the years. It being a family business is rather like running a home.
Correct.
You're inviting customers in to our home. We want to provide you with real hospitality.
Treat you like family.
That's exactly right. You come in, and so, well, looks like they're getting the cane on me, so they're about to yank me back. So we will talk to you in the next segment. My name is Tony Lord. I'm with Paul Lindendahl. This is Talkin' Dirty. Thank you so much.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is still Tony Lord. We're here with Paul Lindendahl, and we've got Charlie Moss here. This is A&A Vacuum, and you are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. We've got two locations, and Paul Lindendahl, why don't you tell us where those are?
All right. Our first location is in West Mobile. It's at 5301 Cottage Hill Road. Our hours there are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Saturdays 8 to 4. Our second look. Whoop, go ahead.
And that's just west of University.
Yes, one block west of University Boulevard. Our second location is at 19551 Greeno Road, which is also 98. We are a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, across the street from a place called Cecil's Old Time Feed, and that's where you'll find Tony.
Mm-hmm.
We are open there from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays from 9 to 4. And phone numbers for location in Mobile is 661-3549. And our Fairhope location is 928-9286.
And hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to look us up online. We are at aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. There you will find really a display of all the products that we sell. And we've also got some tutorial videos. So if you don't get enough of us on the air, you can always look us up anytime online, and there will be.
And I think I've told you, I've DVR'd I think every show you've
yes.
done on cable. And, you know, at the middle of the night, if I can't go back to sleep, just kick off the recording, and there you are.
You know, that's what a real fan is. And I'm telling you, I'm waiting for my Emmy.
Of course, I think some of those models that I have on tape have been replaced by newer.
Well,
now.
Naturally.
I probably need to upgrade the recordings.
Quite frankly, I'm, you know, it's like a fine wine. It only gets better.
Hey,
it's
I wanted to say something to the listeners in Alberta and Lillian.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have to go past 4 big box stores to get to A&A Vacuum Mart on Highway 98.
Yes.
It's worth the trip.
Absolutely right.
Don't stop at the other place and get something in a box that you have to pre-assemble or finish up the assembly. And
no,
you have to read through this big note that says, stop, don't return
yes.
this to the store.
Yes.
And, you know.
And that's also with repairs, too. I mean, if you're coming from Mississippi or wherever you're coming from, let us know you're coming that far. Let us take care of it and get it going for you the same day. You know, drop it off, go have lunch, and then come back and pick up your repair. Why make two trips if you don't have to?
Oh, that is a great point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've also heard rumors that if you're in the middle of vacuuming a big church or something and you got to get it done because tomorrow morning the service is going to be on.
Yes.
I have heard that you guys have, I don't know if I should say it, Tony.
Please, yes, by all means.
But that maybe you can arrange a loaner while you're fixing their machine so they can finish the job.
Oh, my heart.
Is there any truth in that?
Actually,
that's what I want to know.
Yes, and I'll make a couple of points on that. Folks, we know what it means to need the product yesterday. We get that. For those of you also out there who are in the cleaning business,
yes,
this is your... This is your lifeline. This is your bread and butter.
Y'all have a pretty reasonable number of professional cleaners that are your clients.
Definitely. Yes, it's truly unbelievable, and they've come to trust us. And quite frankly, we've come to listen to them on many different bits of subject matter. But they know full well when they come in, in the most pithy way possible, it's, look, I need this done right now.
They know we got their back.
Yes.
We've been in business long enough, we want to take care of our customers.
So if you're cleaning the offices at Bobcat two nights a week or the branch bank in Tillman's Corner,
yes.
You know, come see. It's when like that vacuum is not performing or you need a new one or need that one fixed, you know where to go, A&A Vacuum.
You got it right. You got it exactly right. And look, loaners are never out of the question. We also know what it's like for things to just not go right for you, trucks will not show up when they're supposed to. And no matter what promises that you have received over the phone or online. So, yeah, we can get you vacuuming and get you vacuuming quick. Now, just kind of a little departure from what we've been talking about is a little product called E-Cloth. E-C-L-O-T-H.
Now, I don't think I've heard you or David mention it before. Why is that?
Well, it is a new product. Well, it's at least new to us. We just got this in. And, I mean, I know it seems a bit like a mundane topic to talk about and spend much time on, but, I mean, it really is interesting. It's... First of all, I think it's safe to say that we are in an age of environmental awareness and climate change and this...
Green.
Yes, zealous refusal of harmful, harsh chemicals. And yes, the Green New Deal. And
yes.
Look, I'm all for some of that stuff. Well, this E-Cloth is a home cleaning implement that truly promotes chemical-free cleaning. All of these cloths remove dirt, remove grease, but it also claims to remove 99% of bacteria with just water. Now, how in the world is that possible? And look, we at ANA Vacuum, we like to do extensive studies of everything that we sell. And so, yeah, here's the thing. We did plenty of online research and ran into screens replete with the names of prestigious scientific facilities and technical jargon and the argot of the scientist. And it honestly is it's a little vague on how they do it. I can give you kind of an idea from everything that I've seen is that water – they refer to it as a bonding element, which, yeah, no duh. It's why when you splash around in muddy water, you've got particles stuck to you.
Yes.
Well, the water itself, think of it as a natural adhesive. Well, these cloths, these E-cloths, have a very unique texture. Their surface is replete with fibers. They act like miniature pockets, maybe even pores to an extent. And these pockets take advantage of the water's natural viscosity to trap dirt, grime, and bacteria. However, aside from all that, we've decided to make you, the customer, proactive in this.
Yes.
David is out. We're going to play.
We're going to have some fun.
We're going to have a little bit of fun here. We're doing a little contest. We are going to give away 4 8 package sets to some customers. Now, we need to get names, cell phones, email addresses, but we need 4 people to come pick these up, research it, use it, make a video, and tell me what you think. And we want to know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
A home video. Pictures of your videos of you using the cloth and what you think of it and how you like it and what the pros and the cons are. Because honestly, there's nothing out there that's doing that.
So
that's
you could
what we
record
want.
You could record it on your cell phone like you were doing a Facebook video.
Almost definitely.
Yes. Use your iPhone, your Thangular wireless device.
Yeah, I'm not going to send out a movie crew for you, but yeah, use your phone. That works great.
That's it. And really, just as we said, we want to hear whether it is a good product. We want to know whether we should even carry it, whether you would recommend it to friends. Now, I've looked at the YouTube. There are a plethora of different videos, all of them pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some. There's one lady who her husband is doing the filming from the phone. She's spreading butter all over the place. But just it's scraping that stuff off. She goes wild over it. There is another one that apparently claims to live very close to Anne Hathaway. I can't remember this woman's name. But she goes through all of her housework using these – every single one of these E-cloths. She talks about the bathtub where for about a month straight she was wiping out the toilet, and it cleaned that perfectly. She used the bathtub, got the oils out of that, used the ones for the floor. It was absolutely outstanding. But the point is, we need to know what our customers think.
Yes.
So
does cuteness count?
Yes, most definitely. Puppy dogs and kids also count.
Actually,
that always helps.
Yes, that's always a good bit of stage presence right there.
Look, we don't have time to finish the details of the contest, but we want to invite the listeners to hang here after the break.
Yes.
You need four people to make some videos.
That's it.
So I'm going to ask you to tell us how you can find them or how they can find you and what's at stake.
Yes, sir. Beautiful. I love it. Thank you.
I guess the music means we'll be right back.
Well, we'll see you in the next segment.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tony Lord again. I am here with Paul Inadal. We've also got Charlie Moss with us. We are A&A Vacuum, and this is the Talking Dirty Show. We've got two locations. You need to come see us at West Mobile, 5301 Cottage Hill Road, about a block and a half west of University. Call us at 661-3549. If you're in Baldwin County, over in Fairhope, I am at 19551 Greeno Road. That's Highway 98, about three-quarters of a mile south of Thomas Hospital. We are next to the Movement Center and Radio Shack. They're still going strong, doing great.
I think that's the only one left in our area, isn't it?
As far as I know. And
I think so.
He's doing some extra things. He also will repair old equipment.
Vintage equipment.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, so if you got one of those beautiful floor model vintage radios.
Yes.
And it won't play, bring it over there.
That's it. His turntables are just immaculate.
Wow.
Now, look, in the last segment, we were talking about a product that we are beginning to sell called the E-Cloth. And we have got a contest. Since David's out for a couple of days, we're going to run around and play a little bit because we want to get, I think the best advice doesn't come from the specialists, doesn't come from the doctors or the university professors. I think it comes from the people.
The plain folks.
That's it.
The moms, the dads,
all us hoi polloi. That's exactly right. So we've got a contest going on. Everybody online has been saying how great these things are. All of the YouTube videos have been going nuts over it. But we need four people, the first four customers that come see us and ask about getting these e-cloths. You will get four sets of these e-cloths. And there are all kinds of them. They've got general purpose cloths. They've got cloths specifically for polishing on glass and things like that. They've got a starter pack. They've even got one for the floors, almost like a Swiffer, but apparently much better at grabbing the dirt and making those floors bacteria-free.
And chemical-free.
Chemical-free indeed.
Okay, so the first four that come, I guess, Monday.
That's it. First four that come in and
you're going to give them how many e-cloths?
Four package sets.
Okay, but they've got to go use them.
That's it.
And make a video.
You got it.
Either showing how to use them and maybe the results.
That's exactly right.
And if you can throw in some puppies and kids, that'll help.
Most definitely.
We were just talking about it. Cuteness most certainly matters.
Yes. So let me ask you about the e-cloths. What size are they? Are they, like 8x8 or square things?
No, they've got various different sizes. They've got some about the size of a small towel.
Okay, like a hand towel.
There you go.
Okay.
You've got some that are the size of what you'd think of just a normal cloth that you'd wipe stuff off with.
Now, what do they feel like, Tony? Is it like a scrubber pad or one of them rough sponges?
That's exactly right. Now, it is quite unique, but there is a texture to it. And it's a rougher texture, but the funny thing about it is it's not so abrasive that you have to worry about it scratching your mirrors or your windows or anything like that.
And if you get it wet, it'll do more than just clean up the mess. It'll clean up the bacteria.
That's exactly right. Those little pockets hold the water in, and as they explain, as you wipe the stuff up, acting almost like a suction cup,
mm-hmm.
or the way pores will open and close dependent upon the temperature of the water. It's something like that that just brings everything up into the cloth, and it sticks to that cloth. So what you're going to want to do is when you're through, all you need is just water from the tap, warm water, they suggest, and wash it off. No need for soap, no need for chemicals, no nothing, just plain water.
They're kind of like towels. They have their own like a built-in vacuum.
All right. Is there a time limit on getting the videos back to you? I assume you don't want it to be next year.
No, that's good. Try to make it sometime within the next couple or three weeks if you could. You know, I want you to have plenty of time with it. Use it. You know, always the sooner the better, because we really do want to know what you think.
And make a video. The more videos, the better it is for us to be able to see exactly how you're using it and approaching it.
Now, look, for those of you who are listening to the show and you just want to come purchase some.
I was going to ask you, they are for sale also.
Absolutely right. Yes. Come in the store, purchase them. And look, we want to know what you think as well. But for all those that send us their video, this will go on our Facebook page.
Yes.
So, it's very important to us. It gets the word out there. And look, we want to be the first ones caring, the innovators, if you will.
So what is the prize going to be? David's going to come to your house and vacuum all the rugs or something?
You know, it's tempting.
I'm just
well, he does I'm clean the mean toilet. He does a really good job.
Yes, indeed. I'm liking where this is going,
yes.
Fellas. Well, speaking of going green, we also should talk a little bit about air purifiers. We have heard a lot about products that keep the home dust-free, and that's a great, great thing. But, my Lord, we spend so much time away from the home. We're at work, we're in the car, and we've gotten in just a bevy of different air purifiers by GreenTech Environmental that help cut down on the amount of dust and allergens that we're breathing in. And Lord, if you live in South Alabama, you're dealing with some allergies going on.
Well, it's like the time you spend in your car alone. I mean, it's a lot of time. I mean, I drive back and forth from Dauphin Island to the shop every day. That's a long ride.
It really is, and that's just it. You're either breathing what the truck behind you is exiting out of their tailpipe, or you've got the windows closed off.
Yeah, or the big garbage truck riding in front of you.
That's it. So, again, we've got several different air purifiers that are rechargeable. They've got the ionizers. We've got the Pure Air 250 room air purifier that... All of these are quite affordable. This is $99.95. We're so used to seeing these humongous air purification systems that are multi-hundreds of dollars.
People think bigger is better. It's not.
Not at all. This is a purifier that you can move around from room to room. We've also got a little small space plug-in air purifiers for $49.95. So again, you can change it from room to room. You just need a regular electrical outlet to be able to plug this thing in. The other one that Paul was alluding to is called the Pure Air Motion Cup Holder. It's an air purifier that fits
in your cup holder
in the cup holder of your car. This is also rechargeable. And this is a great purifier when you have to make those long, long drives. That can keep that air clean and do it quickly. We've got that for $99.95. Then we've also got another great room rechargeable. It sells for $59.95. These things are not expensive at all, but they make a heck of a difference. So if you want to use it, you know, just by themselves, or quite frankly, using them in conjunction with what purification systems you already have, there is no one product that can do everything. So every little bit helps, and these are inexpensive ways to be able to do that.
Yeah, and that one product we have, it's air purifier. It's actually for your refrigerator. Instead of the days of putting a bottle box of baking soda in your refrigerator, this one is rechargeable,
yes.
And you put it in your refrigerator. Dave is ranting and raving about it. He absolutely loves it. His wife had, Katie, had cabbage in the refrigerator. He had no idea that there was cabbage in the refrigerator. This thing worked so well. He didn't even realize how well it was working until then. A customer of ours purchased one. She came in. She said her children come over, and they have leftovers, and she keeps them in the refrigerator. Well, she said, usually I know when it's time to throw them away because I smell them.
Yes.
She can't smell them anymore. She goes, so now I'm forced to check my refrigerator all the time because that's how well it works and keeps it as far
that
as keeping
is
the odors out. And then Katie, David's wife, had mentioned fruits and vegetables. They're lasting longer with this in the machine and in the refrigerator.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask about, is food that normally goes bad with these purification systems in that refrigerator. It can give you some extra time.
It's extended life, shelf life.
That's beautiful. That is outstanding. And the biggie is, and it's usually my fault, my wife is hearing me right now and she's shaking her head up and down, milk.
Yes.
Somehow that will get moved to the back of the shelf. I have purchased more milk and that darn carton is in the back, way out of my purview. And that is a fetid, atrocious smell, sour milk.
Yes.
So that'll cut down on that. The only thing is that, look, just like your other customer said, you better check these things.
Yes.
Because you can't detect it just with your sense of smell.
By the time you get to it, it'll be turned into cottage cheese.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, but no, every one of these things are great. They're inexpensive. They cut down on the amount of dust that's in any room or car that you happen to be driving. So it's something we have really gotten into, and they're doing it very well.
And if you have any questions, you just call us. We'll walk you through it. We'll show you how to use it, how to charge it.
Also, don't forget, we do sell the Austin Air Systems. Those are huge American-made systems that were used in the facilities in New York after the Twin Towers went down. Austin Air was the company that
yes.
that they used. These are simple machines, but steel with humongous HEPA filters in them. Well, they're giving me the break sign now, and we're also coming up on that wonderful music that Charlie Moss just always goes nuts over.
It's just dynamic.
Yes, yes, I understand. All righty, they're giving me the cane, but when we come back, we're going to talk to you more about cleaning products. This is Tony Lord, A&A Vacuum at Talking Dirty.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Tony Lord, Paul Linnendahl, and the host with the most, Charlie Moss. This is A&A Vacuum. You're listening to the Talking Dirty Show. We've got two locations, and I'm going to ask, yo, Paul.
Yo, Paulie.
Yo, why don't you tell us where we are?
All right. Our West Mobile location is at 5301 Cottage Hill Road. That's one block west of University Boulevard on Cottage Hill. Our phone number at that location is 661-3549. That's where you'll find myself, David DeMontrez, and our Fairhope location is 19551 Greeno Road. That's 1/2 mile south of Thomas Hospital on 98. And that's where you'll find Tony, and his phone number is 928-9286.
Great. Also, we are open in Mobile from 8 to 5 during the week, 8 to 4 on Saturday. At the Fairhope location, we're open from 9 to 5 and 9 to 4 on Saturday. And look at us on our website, aavacuum.net. Look at all our goodies in there, and we've got tutorial videos for you.
And check out our Facebook page, too.
I wanted to just jump in to kind of reiterate what you talked about in the last segment.
Yes, sir.
Because I think a lot of people, because it's the name of the business is A&A Vacuum Mart, think that all you sell are vacuum cleaners.
No.
And that is a big part of the inventory, obviously, but you have air freshener products. You've got cleaning supplies. You also have shampooers and vacuum mops, which are, by the way, a vacuum mop is my idea of a miracle machine. when you've got a small mess or like a little tiny kitchen floor, you just want a quick mop, it'll get the job done.
Yes.
And also, because I've come in and I bought a belt once. I even bought a rotor bar, beater bar one time. You do have some parts for those folks that like to try to do it themselves.
Yes.
Although they certainly don't have to because you're the experts.
Yeah, as far as
cleaning and repairing.
Well, no, you're exactly right. Those of you that want to tinker on these things or do some simple repairs, you can easily get parts from us.
And we have a large selection of parts. And if we can't get it, if we don't have it, we can get it for you. That's not a problem.
And by the way, colleges are taking in right around the corner. If you've got a kid going off to school, going to be in a dorm room, and I assume they still do dorm inspections.
Yes.
Yes.
I had a friend of mine roomed with another guy, and my friend caused him to fail his very first dorm inspection for the first time. And you could go in the room. One side was immaculate. Spit polished, clean floor. You know, you could bounce a quarter off the bed. Mm. And then you got to my friend's side, and there were socks on the floor and shoes and dirt and soldering irons and tools. And
God bless him.
And the bed wasn't made up. And
that's something to mention, too, is, you know, if you got somebody coming from your child goes to school out of town and they have a vacuum for their dorm room and it's broken and they're only home for the weekend, get it to us. Let us get it fixed. And that way you can get it back up to them without having to wait or ship it back to them.
Yes. And the other thing is that you need not break the bank. You know, buy an inexpensive vac to let them take to school with them.
Yes.
And you all certainly sell things for every budget.
Yeah, that's it. We keep every price range in there. So there is no need to be reticent in coming in and thinking that we're going to take you out of your price range. Look, I shop that way myself.
Yeah, it's just like you had mentioned earlier, how, you know, what to expect when they come in the store.
Yes.
I'm not going to just jump by that and say you've got to spend $1,000 on a vacuum cleaner. No, you don't have to.
No, not at all.
No, you would get what's going to fit your budget and what's going to fit what you're looking for.
Now, speaking of little products that we sell, especially for odor control, we've got a new product in, ladies and gentlemen. We used to sell something called Feather Light, which was a light granulate, a white-colored granulated substance that you could put down on the carpet or floor, and when you vacuumed over it, the vacuum would pull that stuff in, and while it was inside the vacuum, whether bagless or bagged, it would control the odor that exited from the exhaust. You look, I'm an animal lover. I've got three labs. I know what it is to cut the vacuum on and get that first blast of not-so-great smell. Well, we've got a new deodorizer in that's even better and more efficient. Now, it's also granulated, and I should say this, that granulated is the safer way to go. They've got all kinds of products at the big box stores.
Powders.
Yes. And that's the consistency they are. You have to use a ton of it for it to do any good. It can make a mess of the inside of the vacuum. And honestly, it can do some damage to it. This is a granulated, but we've got it in a plethora of different scents. None of them so overwhelming.
Right.
You'll just use about the equivalent of a tablespoon, drop it down, vacuum it up, and let it go. And it's the kind of aroma you end up with where those that walk into the home will know it smells good, but not exactly be able to ascertain what that is and where it comes from.
Right. And it's like we were talking about, you know, no chemicals or chemical-free or all-natural. This is an all-natural product.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So, no, you need to come in and take a look at that. But also, I just wanted to bring this up real quick. I hold within my hands, in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, a little study they did on wool. We, you know, we carry the Wool Shop brand that has a plethora of different dusters and dust mops and things to get dust off of ceiling fans. Well, they just did a study about how natural fibers on this do so much better than any of these synthetic things that you get at the big box stores. It has to do with the unique attributes. The physical makeup of the wool fiber is so complex, it can't be duplicated or imitated by man-made synthetic processes. With this Wool Shop, there is a particular quality. On this wool fiber, it acts almost like scales on each one of these little cuticles, so that when you rub it across a surface, it's actually catching the dirt, so it's not falling all over the floor and all over your head. Mm-hmm. These synthetic fibers are smooth, and that's why when you use the ones for the ceiling fan, you've got a mess all over the bed. Also, it's lined with lanolin, which is also a natural oil that dirt adheres to it. Wool Shop is the name. A lot of our cleaning ladies love it. Just wash it with a mild soap and water. It's yes. Fantastic. I know you over at Cottage Hill.
Oh, we have a ton of people over there that love the Wool Shop stuff as far as the dusters and things like that go. And the best part about it is, like I said, when it gets dirty, you wash it and reuse it.
That's it.
So
that's it. Yeah.
And guys, we're almost totally out of time.
Yeah.
But again, you want some people to come by Monday. Get some of that e-cloth,
yes.
But you gotta go make a video showing how well it works.
We need
and
you.
Recording your impression.
Yes. That's it. A tutorial from our customers.
Yes, A&A needs you.
We don't need the people at the universities telling us.
Two locations to serve you in Mobile, Cottage Hill, just west of University Boulevard.
You got it.
Highway 98 in Fairhope, about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital.
You got it. Sir. And there is that music.
Yes.
That's letting us know. It's our little tribute to Dad. And
Gladys Knight was one of his faves.
Yes, indeed. And I tell you what, hearing this, Dad, I miss you. And Mama, you know what? I miss you too.
We all miss you.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, guys, it's been great having you on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Charlie.
I appreciate it.
And, Paul, you need to get out of the building more often.
I'm telling you.
We're going to let
somebody's got to work, you know.
I guess. Take care.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
The world he left behind, not so long.